Item number 28, from the Director of Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to grant a temporary assignment to a higher classification for Mr. Jim Keegan to serve as Interim Director of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, Ms. Jill Organ to serve as Chief of Planning and Development, and Ms. Charlotte Pizarro to serve as Senior Executive Assistant, all until permanent appointment is made for the position of the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture.
Move approval.
Well, Mr. Chivette moves approval of item number 28. Comments?
Does anybody have an update on where we are in finding a permanent parks director?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. We are working with an agency, and we're going to be considering both internal and external applicants. They have promised us the external candidates by the end of this month, by April 1, actually. At that point, we'll be looking at all of them and then moving forward with interviews. So we're getting pretty close.
You said by the end of this month?
By April 1. Mm-hmm.
That's the deadline for people to have submitted resumes?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last question was one that I had, so I'm glad someone else was thinking the same thing. I guess looking at these three employees being already in a tax situation, I just wanted to put it out there so that it's known to HR that that's why I'm willing to support it, because they're not new tax placements at this time, and that I'm very interested in moving forward on finding ways to start phasing out the tacking process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Director Mitchell, with respect to the other two positions, are you looking for candidates, outside candidates for them, just for the director?
Thank you, Chairman. Actually, because of the vacancy, there's been a domino effect. So once a decision is made, everything kind of shuffles into place at that point. So
for the director?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you. Normally, I would not have a problem supporting these this type of action, but I think in light of the fact that Ms. Black was let go and that that decision was made by her superior to let her go, the amount of time that this is taking is way unacceptable. I mean, if you knew that you were going to terminate someone, then why did you not have someone else in line to take that other person's place? We were all told that the county executive was moving in a different direction. Well, if you knew that you were moving in a different direction, why were you sitting on that? You know that this is an appointed position. And again, there's a domino effect. And so this has taken a tremendous amount of time. It's caused a tremendous amount of headache, and now we're being asked to grant a temporary assignment to a higher classification. I think there has to be better planning in regards to these things. And so I won't be supporting this today. It's nothing against the department. It's just a fact of the matter is that, you know, if I'm going to leave my job, I need to find another job. If you're going to terminate someone's employment, then you need to make sure that you have someone available who can fill that person's employment. We have a lot of empty departments. We have an entire real estate division that's empty right now. You know, I'm sorry, but it's got to stop somewhere. And so, again, I just wanted to be able to voice that. Thank you.
Welcome. Supervisors Alexander, Lipscomb, and Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I looked at this very skeptically at first, too, wondering. It wasn't an automatic yes for me to assume that I wanted to support this TAC, but I guess in reading the report, they're already in a TAC position, so I feel like it would be a little disingenuous of us to, in the past, have allowed them into the TAC position, and now to say, oh, well, you know, we're going through the interview process finally, which I understand the frustration. I wish the county executive could have moved quicker with his recommendations for appointment and finding candidates as well. But these employees are already tacked in, so now we're going to, you know, we've moved them up to TAC, and now we're going to move them back because of possibly a misstep that the county executive took. I'm not sure that I can agree with that. With that said, Mr. Keegan also stepped into the position. So while we were in a process last year of, I think, you know, butting heads between the county board and the executive on appointing anyone for anything, at least there was somebody. You know, I know that the department is down an executive, but that does not, I don't want to say an executive, the department is down a head manager, but that does not mean that Mr. Keegan didn't step into the role and start fulfilling those responsibilities. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure I followed all that, but I'm not aware of any appointment that has, have any appointments failed? I think all appointments have proceeded, so there hasn't been a problem in getting anyone confirmed. I think the first the first TAC is does not come to us for any approval, right? It's only the extension beyond 180 days. That, so this is the first time it's come to us, and I think the criticism is that the first 180 days didn't seem to be utilized, similar to how people have in some cases not utilized their first 180 days to take up residence. But I just wanted to understand whether there's been any change in procedure in that this one seems to be worded as, well, I understand it's the intention that we're going to have somebody soon and that it's not drag on, that it's not time limited, that it's essentially an open-ended TAC until whenever that happens. So if this does drag on, this is an indefinite extension. And I thought that we always extended them with some limitation. So I want to understand if there's been some change.
Okay.
We're not granting another 180 days or 90 days. This is until it happens, which, based on history, could be another 180 days.
Right. Supervisor.
Perhaps, but I want to know if there's a change or if that wasn't the intent.
Thank you, Chairman. Director. Supervisors. Yeah. It is indefinite. However, to respond to the concerns about the length of time it's taken so far, I will share with you from my own perspective, when we, this is such an important job to fill, and in finding a firm to work with, we vetted out numerous firms. I've talked to four or five firms. We checked references. Some of them flew in. We want to make sure we got it right, and so that did add some time on the front end, and that's really, really what kind of drug some of this out. So to your point, yes, it's indefinite, but it's my intention, and I think everyone involved, to get this filled as soon as possible. And we're getting so close. So I don't anticipate this going on and on. We're just really close. So hopefully you trust me in that. That's really where we're at right now.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'll probably have an amendment, but I don't know. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Stanford.
That was along the same question that I had, so I was just wondering how long it was going to be. But just curious, is Jim Keegan, is he interested? Because, you know, our park system is very complex. So anybody that's brought in would have to understand Milwaukee County Parks and the vast spread and where they are throughout the community. So, like you said, it's important that somebody's going to have to be very knowledgeable of just a park system like ours. Is he being considered? Has he applied?
He's definitely in consideration for the position, absolutely. He'll be interviewed with others.
Yep. Have you interviewed him?
We haven't gotten to the interviewing stage yet because we're waiting to get all the candidates in hand and then decide who are the top, you know, number of candidates. So he'll be in that grouping. We'll interview.
Okay. Supervisor Roman West, did you have anything
Thank
else?
You,
sure. Sorry. Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Roman West, did you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Supervisor Smith has moved approval. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
on the left. Cliff's coming.
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-1.
Item number 29.